Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and Joe, thank you so much for having me back here.
Thank you.
Must have done something right at some point that I keep getting invited back, so I appreciate
all right,
it.
All right.
But guys, we wanted to draw your attention to Of Course I Love You. This series is awesome. I had the chance to listen to it quite a while ago. I need to go back and listen to it. It's actually, you know, technology is always changing, Joe.
It's just all the
everything.
Time, yeah.
And so these CDs, they're no longer available, but you can get the digital download.
Yes,
you can get it just directly to your computer, directly to your phone by going to joemcgeestore.com.
No shipping, no postage, just download that puppy.
Just get it right away. And the best part is, you know, Amazon's great because it's two-day shipping. You get it, but digital downloads are faster than that.
Yeah, they are.
You get it right away. And Woo. So we want to encourage you guys, if you're interested in this series, as we get to talking about it, go get it from joemcgeestore.com. Just search Of Course I Love You in the search bar, and you'll be able to get that and get it right away. But, you know, this is an awesome topic. And, you know, I was just – look, I always like reading the synopsis on the back because this is what gets you interested
yeah.
about it. And the first question is, one spouse asking the other, do you love me? And, you know, every married person has probably asked that question at some
yep.
point.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when that question comes, you're probably thinking, well, what do you mean?
I know. Especially men. Men, we think differently. Like, yeah. Of course I love you. I married you, didn't I? I mean, yeah. what else could I have done? I mean – who else married you? Nobody except me. What do you mean, do I love you? And so, but guys, women like to be told that on a regular basis. And men don't understand that. Like, I went hunting. I shot a deer. Put the meat in the freezer. Hung the head on the wall. And now what else am I going to do? I've already done that. And but no, you're going to have to shoot it again.
Yep.
you got to do this over and over again. And we don't understand that. Like, what does she want? What does she want you to repeat? Well, I told her I loved her like when I got married. No, she needs to hear that every day. Every morning you leave, going to work, wherever you go to work, honey, last thing I want to tell you I love you. That'll be the last thought of her man. He loves me. He told me this morning. And has your husband ever tell you that? My husband tells me all the time. And you need to be one of those husbands that does that. And we were doing a marriage cruise years ago, about 121 couples. And the first night out, we separated the men and women. And we asked them, how many men have told your wife you love lately? Be honest. You've told them in the last week. I think like 12, 13 hands went up. And so out of 121, now these are all church-attending guys. You know, they paid a lot of money on this cruise, marriage cruise. And so how many told your wife in the last month? I think another 6 hands went up. So less than 20 men that are born again, Christian-attending men, had actually told their wife, well, I love you. Well, like, what do you think if you haven't told her, what do you think she thinks about that? What do you mean? If you haven't told her, she doesn't know. She has to be told.
Yeah.
Even God loves to be worshipped. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah.
God likes to be thanked. God likes verbiage. God, the creator of the universe who made man and woman, he likes verbiage. God loves verbiage. God inhabits verbiage. Matter of fact, we tell it all the time, you know, there are 4 angels around the throne of God with 6 wings. 2 wings to cover their face, 2 wings to cover their feet, with 2 wings they fly. And there's eyeballs on every side of their head. And so all these angels will ever do for eternity is praise God. And if you can interview God, what are these guys doing? Well, they're praising me. Shut your face up. They're praising me. And the Bible says they cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. That's all they ever say.
Yeah.
God created 4 angels that never do anything but praise him. God inhabits praise. God likes praise. God loves praise. God wants praise. And that's the only place he shows up. So if you've not thanked God, lady, you think, well, I don't know where God is. It's because you've not thanked him, lady.
Yeah.
You start thanking him, he'll show up. Well, the same thing with a married couple. If you thank your spouse, lady, if you tell him you love him, well, it just gets old. No, it doesn't get old. Never gets old. Telling somebody you love him never gets old.
Yeah.
So if you're the listener today, you might want to kick it up a notch. And I don't care. I've been to marriage seminars, and I had my wife say, well, you're only saying that because the preacher said to. That's exactly right, because I'm oblivious. I am. So shut your face up. I love you. Give me a kiss.
And I think it's important, too, because a lot of times as a guy, you kind of think like, hey, I'm going to work. I'm making money. I'm putting food on the table. I'm doing these things. Does this not show that I love you?
I know. That's how men think.
Yeah, it can't stop there. That you may, the way that you give love may not be the way that your wife receives
the
love.
Love language, nobody talks about that much anymore.
Yeah, and I thought maybe we can talk about that a little bit, the love languages. And, you know, reading through that book, that's a great book, The Five Love Languages.
Yes.
And I think every married couple, even, you know, if you can read it before you get married,
that's a bonus.
But if you're already married and you haven't read that, I encourage you to pick that up because it's an awesome, awesome book. And
that'll solve a lot of problems.
And what it does is it shows you, it helps you recognize how you receive love. And then also, you know, we learn that we often give love in the way that we receive it.
Yeah.
So we're like, man, if someone was providing for me, I would be feel
it's
so
one
loved.
Way street. We don't think any other way.
And so we think that as we do that for our spouse, that they're going to receive love the same way, and that might not be the case. You know, my wife loves to give gifts. I have to be honest with you. I'm not a big – that doesn't do anything
it's
for me.
It's not on my radar. But,
and if someone gives me a gift, I care more of like, oh, wow, you thought about me. Like, yeah. I was in your mind. I don't care so much about – I'm thankful for the gift, but it doesn't do anything for me in the way – but what that should do, if I start recognizing how she's giving me things and she's trying to show her love that way, then I should recognize, oh – maybe I should get her a gift. Maybe that'll help her feel loved. And so being able to recognize your spouse's love languages, how do they react when I do things? Do they like words of affirmation? Do they like the giving? Do they like acts of service? Do they like the
way
when I
do things? They want a foot rub. What do they want?
Yeah, what makes them feel loved? And it's a constant journey because people change.
Yep.
And so something that – and it's not an equation because, you know – one thing that you did last week may not work the next time.
It will not.
So you've got to learn.
God's a creative God.
I actually was just talking to a gentleman, and he's been married for 20 years or so, and he was saying, you know, one time my wife was so mad at me, and I tried everything. I apologized. Sorry. I tried to buy her a gift. All this stuff. None of it worked. And he said, but then God told me, he said, I want you to wash her feet. And he's like, and he said, but he said, you know what? I did it. And he said, for days, I was trying to get through. She just had this wall up with me. I couldn't break through this wall. He said, for days. And God told me to do that. I was putting it off. He said, I did it. And it totally broke the wall down.
It's
and
biblical.
He said, I couldn't explain it. I couldn't tell you why. But he said, but then the next time we got in a fight, I tried to wash her feet again. It didn't work that time. Because it's always things are changing, and you may think like, oh, okay, I know if I bring my wife some flowers now, it's going to
make everything fix everything.
Right. No, we've got to constantly evolve and grow and learn our wife's love language, but also just be sensitive to the fact that they may need to hear you say, you know what, you're beautiful.
Yep.
You look great today.
Yep.
Whether you believe it or not, you should say it, right?
If you get an opportunity, you really ought to get the book, The Five Love Languages. It would help you a lot because
it really would.
You married your opposite. What you think's working is not working. You know, I'm in my second marriage with Angel. We've been married 3 years, and gifts are a big thing to her. I mean, it means it's not the gift; it just means something.
Yeah.
And so the first year we were married, and her birthday came along. What'd you get me? I said, I didn't get you nothing. I didn't get you anything. I don't ever buy gifts. I hate buying gifts. I go to the store, what do you want? I don't know. What do they want? I don't know. Give me a list.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a gift. That's just buying. And so we had to have a heart-to-heart talk. And I'm not good at this. I'm not right at what I'm saying now. So for 3 years, I've never bought her a gift for her birthday or for Christmas or for anniversary. But I tell her, anything you want, you go get it.
Yeah.
Just get anything you want because I love you that much. And so I don't control anything. I mean, you control the checkbook, what we do, what we're going to get, where we're going to live, what we're going to buy, what we're going to drive. You choose, babe. I love you. I give you my life. But I'm not going to get detailing to go shopping. I hate shopping. I don't even shop for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy me stuff, you know. And so it doesn't make me right, but it's like we're having to kind of have a come to Jesus thing. So, and when we teach together, she'll mention it. She said, you know, John didn't buy me anything, but that's anything I want. And he's a good man. I said, honey, I love you, but I hate shopping. I'm just not good at it. So please don't put the strain on me.
I think that's one of one of the concerns of a man. You're like, I don't know if she's really going to like this. There's things at times like we'll be at like a store and we'll be looking at something for our home, and my wife will be like, I love this, and I'll say, I love this, and our tastes are completely different.
Totally
so I'm
different.
Like, well, if I try to buy her like a shirt or a pair of shoes,
I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to waste money. Look, God, can you help me waste some money today? I would really like to flush down the toilet. Yeah. I don't need this dollars. I just want to flush these dollars down the toilet today. And I hate that. Men hate that, ladies. So you need to understand, give them a little slack and get them a list. Just give them a list.
Ideas. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the top 10 things I want. Here's the cost. Where you can buy them at. Get it, have it a gift wrap, by the way, when you bring it to him.
Yes. And as a guy, also pay attention. You have to, you know, it's so easy just to kind of tune out comments. But, you know, when our wives are like, ooh, I really like that, make a note.
Yep. Right then.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Don't try to do it later because you'll forget it.
You'll forget. Thank you.
These things were a great invention.
Oh, man. This is the greatest invention since I'm telling you. Just bottled water. Write it down. And ain't, to this day, again, I'm only 3 years in our marriage. Every time she's, what are you doing? I'm writing that down. I don't want to forget this because 5 minutes from now, I won't remember what we just did. Yeah. So I write everything on my phone. My phone's loaded with notes. What is that? Stuff I want to do for Angel. Yep. So that's my Angel button in there.
Yes. And it just will help you remind you. You'd be like, oh, she really liked that. So when you need an idea, it's going to make them feel special when you get something that they didn't have to tell you. But if you listen, they'll give you some hints along the way. They'll be like, oh, I really like that. And, you know, my wife, if I say, oh, let's get that, she'll be like, no. But if I go back later and buy it, then she's so excited.
Woo!
But in the moment, it doesn't mean as much as if I brought the idea to the
table. This is a veteran, guys. You need to pay attention to this. This will save your marriage.
And I'm a new vet, but I'm learning as
I go. Oh, he's learned. No. Age got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. And so, guys, you know, one thing we just want to encourage people is, you know, just don't assume your wife or your husband knows that they love you. And for wives, I would just encourage you, you know, be thankful to your husband because he may be showing you love in the only way that he really knows how. And so give them a little bit of grace. You know, he may be providing out working or doing anything, but just even if you don't feel like he's giving you emotional support, give him emotional support. Sow a little bit of that into their life. Just
you
say,
know, ladies, you can be more direct when you're being, you know, ladies like to hint at stuff. Men don't get hints. They don't, they have no way to get hints. Just give them a short statement. Honey, for example, guys we've dealt with so long in the marriage seminars, I tell the ladies, tell your husband to take out the trash. He won't do it. No. Just go into it. Take out the trash. Keep it short. Don't say, you never take out the trash. I always have to take out the trash. Trash is piled up everywhere. You never pick up your clothes. Don't do that. He won't respond to that. That's why he's not responding. Just keep it simple. Honey, take out the trash. Just say it real simple and go on about your business. We'll take it out. He will. Men respond to simple statements that impress them. But if you start getting a lot of verbiage with that statement, it's going to shut down and turn into concrete. He won't do it.
Yep.
So men respond to simple commands. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
And pick up the kids after school. I remember one time my wife said, can you pick up the kids after school? No, dear Lord, I got too much to do. Yeah. And so, well, can you pick up stuff at the store coming home? No, honey, I don't have time to go to the store. And so then she changed. We've grown. She changed. Pick up the kids 3 o'clock tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
I need 2 gallons of milk when you come home. All right. Keep it simple. And men will respond to that. But you start giving them options, nope. If I got an option, the answer is no, no, and no.
Yeah.
There are no options. Get the kids. Okay.
And you may even think, too, that, you know, as a spouse, you may say, well, if they loved me, they would just take out the trash.
Yep.
They wouldn't need me to ask them. But in reality, if you see something that needs to be done and maybe they're busy or they need a little bit of training. Sometimes as a guy, you need some training.
Yep, we do.
So when my wife says the trash needs to be taken out, well, my response in love is to take the trash out. And so I have to. But then also as a guy, recognizing, wow, she wants me to take the trash out. And so I need to be more aware when the trash needs to be taken out. I'm not going to wait next time for her to tell me. I'm just going to be proactive about it.
In my second marriage, I'm still learning it, by the way.
It's an ongoing process. So this is not to condemn you or make you feel bad or feel guilty of areas you're missing it, but just encouraging you of some ways that you can see ways that you can change. And you know, in our last podcast, we were talking about men being lovers, leaders, and providers. Yeah. And, you know, in the same way, you know, we have to be proactive. We can't become relaxed.
Nope.
We got to always be going and
no rest.
Not just fall into the routine of life, but making it a point saying, you know, even today, you know, honey, darling, whatever you call your spouse, I love you. I just want you to know today, not because of anything you're going to do today, not because of anything that you're doing for me, but I just love you because of who you are.
Yes.
And,
oh, man.
And that'll, if you started your day like that,
yeah. It's
going to open up the doors. You guys are going to be kinder to one another. You're going to be
it's like
more
a gyroscope.
Gracious.
It sets the direction of your marriage. It just sets things in order. I remember years ago, my dad took my mom to a seafood restaurant every anniversary. I thought that's what you did. We lived in Tennessee. We don't have a seafood restaurant. So for 25 years, I take my wife every anniversary to a seafood restaurant. So it's our 25th anniversary. A really nice seafood restaurant down in Florida. And I noticed my wife's not eating anything. And I said, honey, is everything okay with your food? And she looked at me and said, Joe, is this a good seafood restaurant? Oh, yeah, honey, it's a five-star restaurant. Why is there something wrong? I just realized something. I said, what? She said, I don't like seafood. We've been eating for 25 years. I just figured you never could find a good restaurant. But if this is a good one, I don't like seafood. I thought, well, that was a revelation. And I had my older kids with me, and I said, Dad, did you teach on marriage? Yeah, I just learned something. So we're going to eat steak for the rest of our life. We're going to eat beef every anniversary. And we did, and for the next, 20 years of our marriage. And so it changes. What he shared, it changes. And you got to be willing to roll with the things.
Yeah.
The prophets out there, man, doing great things, and all of a sudden the birds stopped dropping food and the creek dried up. What's going on? Well, I think God's moving.
Yeah.
I can't stay here. There's no water. There's no food. I got to move. Why? God's moving. You need to follow God and not get set in your ways, because God's a creative God.
Yes. And so, guys, we just want to encourage you. There is hope. No matter where you find yourself at in your relationship, there is hope for you as a couple.
God's for you.
There is ways for you to start taking steps. And one of the ways, again, is just waking up in the morning and starting it off on the right foot. We all have those moments where we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, all that stuff. But making a conscious effort, I'm going to make sure to sow in some love into my spouse to start the day. That, it's not going to last the whole day, but it's going to be a good start.
And that's how you start. It's real important. Yeah. I don't care how much bad morning breath you've got. First words out of your mouth, baby, I love you.
Yeah.
Baby, I love you. First words out. I mean, I still do it. First thing I do, sure, I love you. And it gets response. Like I said, this is my second marriage. And so I realize if you sow it, you will reap it.
Yeah.
So every time I walk in the room, I don't want my wife to flinch. I want to know I'm about to say something good.
Yeah.
I'm about to bless you. And so she looks forward to seeing me.
Yeah.
And it really makes a difference, guys.
It really does.
It does.
So if you've ever encountered that question, or if you just want to be able to continue to grow in your relationship with your spouse, we encourage you to pick up the digital download of this. We also have the USBs available on the website. And so, guys, we just want to thank you again to all of our partners.
Yes.
All of you that are giving financially, we literally could not be doing what we're
doing. We wouldn't be here today without you.
Yeah, and for those of you that are praying, we are so thankful for them, because you are helping us continue to reach more and more people.
Listen, we're being great stewards, guys. We are being great stewards of what we're doing. And you're enabling us to reach a lot more people than we ever reached before. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And guys, we are so thankful you joined us today. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, be sure to share this with one of your friends.
Yes.
And also, this audio version of the podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, Google, everywhere you listen. So go listen to that, download it, subscribe, and share it with your friends. And we want to thank you for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.